Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We gave you a back-to-back, a Passion Christian Stanfield, and who is it? Is it Melody Malone, and the title of the song is God, You're So Good, and before that, Ronnie L, Your Love. And family, I did say that when I come back, I'm talking to a SASSA representative. I'm talking to Ntate Mate. Say, Michael Tsietsi Mate is on the line with me. How are you, sir?
Good morning to you. Good morning to Radio Pulpit team. Good morning to the listeners. Yes, I'm happy to be part of the interview today.
I can tell.
And awareness.
Yes. I can tell. Your voice is so exciting.
Yes,
and so
yes,
people
yes.
have been asking questions. We've been reading about the biometric enrollment system. And people are like, what's happening? And so I think we got questions. And I have even said to family members, if they do have questions around this topic or maybe something around the grants, that the Mate will be here to respond to them. So, and refer them if he has to refer them. So, thank you so much for talking to us and also creating this time where we can talk about Sarge. But we understand there is social grant reviews. Can you just please explain that? Put it on the table for us, simplify it for us. Why is this happening?
Yes, that is correct. Mm-hmm. Review is social grant. It's an ongoing process. Remember, we are guided by social assistance legislative framework.
Yeah.
So according to Regulation 30 of the Social Assistance Act, all social grants are subject to a review whenever there is a reason to believe a beneficiary's circumstances have changed. Now, in accordance to that legislative framework, beneficiaries are also required to fully disclose all sources of income during initial application.
Mm.
They are also legally required to inform SASSA of any changes to their financial circumstances. You might remember that some beneficiaries might have qualified for grant in the past,
mm-hmm.
but their financial or personal situation might have
changed,
improved, making them no longer eligible.
Okay.
Now, where we need to get into details or give clarity on is on the financial circumstances of beneficiary. Because many think that the only time where we say this is a source of income is when they are permanently employed.
Okay.
They forget that even if they are employed as interns, they are employed on learnership, and they are employed in a contract basis.
Mm.
That to us is a source of income. They need to present themselves so that we can be able to update their records on their financial position.
I think
now on
on
their personal information,
mm-hmm.
it's very much important that they need to understand that SASSA is of the mind to say contact details are so much important.
Okay.
Addresses of beneficiaries are so much important. Mm. Once they lose the contact numbers, SASSA, because of it sends notification through their contact details, then in this case, we might not be able to reach out to them. So that will then disadvantage them when it comes to doing the social reviews. So we always are inviting beneficiaries when it comes to their financial and personal details to always monitor them themselves and update SASSA as and when it is required. Because
mm-hmm.
this process helps us to ensure that only eligible beneficiaries receive grants and that their records are accurate on our database at all times.
Okay.
Yes.
So now, how does this affect, let's say, a family where they have the parents are the ones receiving that pension for their disabled child? Does that also affect their salaries as well? We'll be checking that. Will SASSA be checking on that?
For all the grants, we do the means test, except for foster care grants.
Okay.
So it's very much important that they need to subject them to the means test so that they can be, we can be able to ascertain as to whether they qualify or not qualify. So once we do that calculation, we go through the whole process, then the outcome will then determine as to whether we need to continue paying the beneficiary or we need to stop the grant based on how much they will be earning.
The parents now in this case.
The parents, yes.
So what's the difference with the foster care?
The foster care is the ones that we say they have no parents.
Yeah.
They have lost their parents.
Yeah.
So now that process, it goes through the process of the court.
Okay.
Now the court will give us the order as to whether the parents, the ones that are taking care of the children, are qualified to become foster parents.
Okay.
Now that one, it has no means test at all.
Mm.
And she, because until the child turns,
it's of
21.
Age. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Ooh, I love the age of age number
yes.
21.
But you must,
yeah.
But you must know that after the child turns 18,
mm-hmm.
that will be informed as to whether the child is still schooling or not.
Okay. Okay.
Because once the child is no more on the school system
yeah.
then they might not be able to continue. We might not be able to continue paying the foster care grant for that parent.
Does it affect tertiary when they're going to tertiary?
As long as they are schooling
okay.
until the age of 21. Yes.
All right. So
even if they are in tertiary schools.
So what is the new SASSA biometric system, or what does that mean for South African beneficiaries?
This is very much interesting, and this is a new development which brings so much concern to many beneficiaries as to what is going to be the next step.
Yeah.
Yes, SASSA to use mandatory fingerprint
uh-huh.
and facial recognition for new grant applicants.
Mm.
And that will also happen with existing beneficiaries. I'm talking about the beneficiaries that are on our system that are currently receiving
mm-hmm.
social grants.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all the grant applications, this one they need to understand.
Mm.
All grant application captured and approved from 1st September
mm-hmm.
onwards will include biometric fingerprints enrollment or facial recognition through our electronic system.
Mm-hmm.
Now, application without biometric data will immediately be put into review cycle, notifying the client on the need to capture biometric and
okay.
the review process. Remember on this one, we might have technical glitches.
Mm-hmm.
Now, technical glitches might not necessarily mean that we need to stop processing grant applications.
Okay.
Because clients must have the right to have an access to social assistance, including if they are not able to support themselves and their dependents. So this should not put on hold for us to say we need to continue
mm.
with an application. But they need to take note to say they will be called to come and then do the review.
So
beneficiary biometric enrollment
yeah.
for all the applicants, they need to understand that it will be a once-off process.
Okay.
After which beneficiaries will not need to repeat the enrollment unless their details change. Now, where we are now, all the infrastructure and tools needed to implement this new initiative has been installed in all offices across the country. Staff has been trained throughout August to ensure readiness
mm-hmm.
and efficient implementation of this biometric
mm-hmm.
enrollment. So you must, it's not only going to be beneficiaries, but
okay.
using the biometric.
We just missed what you said.
Even the employees.
So okay. sorry, Mati, you said it's not just going to be the beneficiaries, and we missed what you said just after that.
Okay, it's not only subjected to applicants.
Oh, okay.
So even the employees,
mm.
we are using the biometric system to log into the system instead of using the password. We are using the biometric, which gives us an access to the system that we need to use. So mm-hmm. now the beneficiary biometric enrollment is coming when SASSA was already ramping up its effort to improve its system mm-hmm. so that it can be able to detect and root out any element of fraud.
Yeah.
So this process will make definitely going forward, this process will make it harder for fraudsters to exploit the system.
Mm.
So this is the important why biometric system is being introduced.
Just to be clear, does it mean that with the old beneficiaries who are already on the system, already receiving grant, they will be called in to come and introduce the biometrics on their files? Is that what we understand?
Remember now, we have almost more than 12 million
of course.
Grant recipients
yeah.
currently.
Yeah.
We have more than 8 million SRD COVID-19 beneficiaries currently.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So this, if we want to implement it to all across, it might not be possible for us.
Yeah.
So now what happens is, the target groups for us will be the new applicants. So it means all the new applicants will have to go through this process of a biometric enrollment.
Okay.
Now, we have this another scenario. We have those that we have identified for a review.
Okay.
Then we're going to be using that as an opportunity to do the biometric enrollment for them. But only those who have been identified for a review. Now, we have also those who come into the office that they come to say, I have changed my contact details. Mm-hmm. As I've already indicated earlier, that it's very much important for beneficiaries to update their contact details, personal information, their addresses and all that.
Mm.
Now, that will be an opportunity for us to be able to undertake them through the process of biometric.
Mm.
So, but at the end of the day, which the time frame has not been given yet,
mm-hmm.
but all of our beneficiaries will have to do a biometric. They will have to do a biometric enrollment at the end of the day.
Okay.
So it's important. What we want to emphasize is that all the applicants and the beneficiaries, they need this one. We plead with them that to say they need to get the smart ID card,
right?
Because those old book ID,
the green one.
ID documents, they are so much vulnerable.
Okay.
Anyone can be able to do the fraud with it. Anyone can do anything with it. Because remember, the photo on that ID book is able to come out and somebody is able to put the new, his own photo there. And then that is why, at the end of the day, when they come to SASSA, we find duplicate IDs. IDs that has been fraudulently used because of that. So we plead with them to say they need to start to make sure that they get the ID card. For all that persons, the ID card is for free. They need to make sure they do this process.
All right. But now there's a lot of that has been said where fraud is concerned and SASSA is concerned. So what measure is SASSA taking to prevent fraud and abuse within the system?
Yes. Now, the introduction of the beneficiary biometric enrollment is one of the effective tools and instruments to ensure zero corruption and fraud take place.
Okay.
Two, SASSA has identified efforts to regularly identify and verify beneficiaries on monthly basis via integration and verification with foreign systems such as Home Affairs. These are effective tools. Banks, SARS, CIPS. Previously, we were not integrated to all this system.
No.
So we were not able to check and we were not able to trace the beneficiaries that are on our system, applicants. But because of the system being enhanced, we are able now to link ourselves with all this. They can be able to tell us to say, this person who wants to make an application, he might present himself to say, I am not married. But once you do the process of capturing with the ID, then the Home Affairs will say, no, this person is married. Then we might be able to require certain documents so that they don't dodge giving us correct information. Many people, we were not aware that they had registered businesses. As to whether it was making income or not, this is not our space that we get into. But CIPC will tell us, say, this person who is
earning this much from the business
has a business, has registered business. So us is now to tell the applicant to say, please give us, disclose all this information so that we can proceed with the application. Now, this message, these measures are part of an ongoing commitment to enhance security, improve system integrity, protect grant money meant for vulnerable groups of South Africa.
Sure. Okay, but now we receive messages and information via social media platforms. Sometimes you open your Google account and then there is news. You're not quite sure which ones should you believe or not. And I've heard people asking themselves questions because I remember also reading this part from another newspaper that I won't mention on Google that said, if you're a beneficiary and you're not registered via the biometric system, then forget about receiving SASSA. So what advice do you have for beneficiaries who come across information about social grants on social media platforms or other platforms? Because you're not quite sure, should I take it? Is it SASSA ka nnete?
Yes, that's true. Unfortunately, we're living in a time where everyone is saying anything at his own of time.
Yeah.
But we advise all beneficiaries to rely only on credible and official sources of information, such as SASSA official social media pages and websites.
Oh.
And then this is our plea to all the people out there to say, before they can share any information about social grant, it's crucial to verify the authenticity, as sharing false information cause unnecessary anxiety and panic among beneficiaries. Because this is what we come across in local offices, where the number of applicants, number of beneficiaries who come to the office, just to inquire. You can imagine how much they have spent money in to get from their home to SASSA, so only to find that the information was false because they panic, because they depend on social grant. Unnecessary traveling for our beneficiaries. So people need to make sure that before they share information, they verify its authenticity.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
I see Abigail Matrius. Hello to you, Abigail, saying tuned in. Kimberly Villani, hello to you as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. Johan says, Spongile, I agree. I also read in July that we were going to get a double payment, but it never happened.
Exactly.
Ndate Matthew laughing about it. Oh, you know about it.
That's what we're talking about, yes. We know exactly about those fake news that has been going round and round. And remember, when you say double, on the time of our economic challenges, when you say double,
we get excited.
So much excitement. You plan around it to find that it was information.
All righty then. But now, because we're talking about this, fake news that are there as well, that are making rounds, How is SASSA addressing the issue of fake news and disinformation targeting the agency? I'm wondering how many in July were expecting that double payment and then, boom, it's not there, for example. And then they are hearing about the biometric system and they're like, now we are no longer going to get the frustration. So there's a whole lot that's happening. So how is SASSA addressing this?
Now, the fortunate part of SASSA is when we are more actively monitoring this information, and we make sure that we issue clear statements to correct falsehood. We now are committed in keeping the public informed through official channels, encouraging beneficiaries to report suspicious information. And what we do. We are no longer sitting in the office waiting for beneficiaries to come and get information. We are now liaising with non-profit organizations. When we get it, we go there, we presentation, we issue some pamphlets. We are liaising with faith-based organizations. We are liaising with social media like yourself so that we need to ensure that we get the message across so that whatever that is false that needs to come out, we are able to pull that down to say, not the time, not at all, not with our beneficiaries. So our goal here is to protect our beneficiaries from any panic, false hope created by...
Okay, I think I'm going to need Ntate Mati to move just a little bit again. I think we are losing you somewhere there as you are talking to our SASSA beneficiaries as well. I hope, Khore, now we will be able to... Have you parked somewhere now? Where are you?
No, I'm in the office.
You moved a little bit, ne? I hope. Abigail Matros says, thank you, Ntate. They're very interesting and very helpful. And I see you, Hector, there. Hi, Hector. Thank you so much. Good morning to you. So what final message would you like to give to the beneficiaries listening today?
The final message, I just want to urge all beneficiaries to take every new development at SASSA seriously. And if they need any information, they need to visit their nearest SASSA office when requested to do so. This is to ensure that we continue to pay the SASSA grant without any interruptions. And then clients, when they relocate, it's very much important. They need to come to visit SASSA and inform us to say, I've moved from this address, now I have a new address. They've lost their contact. They need to be mindful to say, a contact is playing a very important communication part between us and them.
Yeah.
So they need to do SIM swap instead of getting the new cell phone number so that we can keep in contact. But instead, in a case where they get the new contact numbers, please get to SASSA, update your personal information. And then we want to say we can protect the social grant system and ensure it serves those who truly need it.
James would like to know, but how safe will the biometric system be?
The biometric data system is 100% safe because the IT will be hands-on to monitor every challenge that is ongoing. So they are full-time monitoring the system to ensure that no information go out and reach out to people who are not supposed to be getting that information. So we have a quality IT system that are monitoring the system. As it's a new system, and anyone can be able to interfere with it. But they are hands-on monitoring the system.
And for any information that we would like to have, is there a toll-free number that we can call, where we can log on? Where do we get all the help?
The toll-free number that anyone can use, it's free even you are using the phone number. It's 0800 60 10 11. 0800 60 10, mm-hmm. 11.
Right.
Or they can just go to SASSA website, www.sassa.gov.za. That's where they will be getting all the relevant information.
Wow. Thank you so much, sir, for talking to us this morning. We love it when we hear SASSA coming to us and highlighting things and clarifying things. I agree with Abigail. This is eye-opening. This is helpful. And it helps ease us down. Hi, team. Greetings to Mr. Mate. Thanks for being our ambassador from Sesineke Sasa Sibukeng. Umametswe. Umametswe Lesibukeng.
So. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ntate Mate, for talking to us. And thank you for highlighting these. I think a lot of the beneficiaries now are at ease. They are more relaxed after all the news that have been going out. May
True.
God awesomely bless you.
Yeah.
Thank you for talking to us this morning.
Thank you. It's my pleasure that I'm part of this.
And yes, my family, do remember that SASSA is saying to you and I, paying the right social grant to the right person at the right time and place. Njalo. And do not forget that you can go to their website, the SASSA website. Alternatively, if you'd like to call them, 0800 60 10 11.
Tune in to God's Grace. Radiopulpit.co.za. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Ulwazi oluthe vetshe, impilo engcono nothando oluthe gabalala. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.